morning. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:15 on July 6th of 2022. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me are Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugen-Hoffert, so we have a quorum. So I have two opening comments that I want to make, even though it is a special meeting and we tend to keep things short and we only have 15 minutes before an informal. But the first one is today is the last time that Dave Cedarquist from Xcel Energy will officially be here as a part of the Xcel Energy Company representative in North Dakota. And Dave has been a longtime staff member for Xcel, has worked very closely with our staff, many staff, some of whom are retired. And now Dave is joining the ranks of retiring as well, which we told him wasn't allowed, but he didn't listen to us. So hopefully his protégés will be more amenable to our orders. I just wanted to express my appreciation for the good working relationship. We don't always, as regulators and company, we don't always see eye to eye or see issues the same. But it's been a pleasure working with Dave because despite differences, you've always been the most professional and really eager to find common ground and solutions. And you've been a great spokesperson for North Dakota with Xcel Energy, I believe. You understand North Dakota mentality because you're a North Dakotan. And I think you've done a really nice job of trying to educate your company folks in Minneapolis who may see things very differently and may not always understand how North Dakotans think or even appreciate how we think. So all of that has been great. We're really going to miss you. And just wanted to congratulate you on your retirement. Thank you for the good working relationship. And welcome you to come back any time you would so like. So do either of you want to say any, add on to that? Because I have one more thing, but I don't want to, as long as we're on the topic of Dave, I'll let you
add in. I will just, basically you said like all the things I was hoping to remember to say and said it much better than I would have. But thanks a lot, Dave. You've been a big help to me when I came in trying to work through, and I'm still learning. I think we all do as we go in this industry. But you were really helpful along the way and helping me get grounded in what we needed to do in the area of regulated utilities. And I have never felt like I got a dishonest answer or anything like misleading in any way. I can't do an adequate job of expressing my gratitude for your work on behalf of your work on behalf of the company technically, but through your work, you've done a lot to help the consumers of Xcel Energy and done a lot for the state of North Dakota. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Randy. Sherry.
Well, Dave, I haven't known you that long.
But I'll say you were one of the first ones to reach out to me and really welcome me to the commission on behalf of not only yourself but Xcel. You represented them very well. So I know Tony will continue to do a great job because he also was very welcoming. So on behalf of all of us, thank you for a job well done and enjoy retirement.
Okay. With that, I wanted to make one other announcement. So I have been invited on behalf of the commission to speak or to testify to the Senate, the U.S. Senate, Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Energy Subcommittee next week in D.C. Thanks to Senator Hoeven, who invited me and Ron Ness to be part of a panel that is talking about pathways to lower energy prices. So I'm very much looking forward to this opportunity. The subcommittee is chaired by Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. So the other two panelists will be folks that she chose from Hawaii. So we'll have very different perspectives from an island nation, you know, an island state that has very few energy resources to, you know, the center of North America state that has an abundant portfolio of resources. So really looking forward to being part of that discussion about a very timely topic, something that we all care a lot about, and hoping to provide some good data and information to the senators about the sustainability of the current path that we're on in terms of our electricity sector and the importance to maintain our diverse portfolio as one of the important pathways to maintaining lower or even just reasonable energy prices. So really looking forward to it. That'll be next Wednesday, and that's why the commission meeting that was regularly scheduled for next Wednesday has been moved to Thursday. So thanks to Randy and Sherry for accommodating that, and looking forward to hopefully a productive experience. It was one of the things on my bucket list in life was to testify for the U.S. Senate, so I was tickled that Senator Hoven invited me on behalf of the commission. So, all right, with that, we can move into the agenda, which is just one item. Let's see. Yeah, just one item. All righty. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Continental Resources Incorporated 8-inch natural gas Buddy Domingo Pipeline, Williams County Siting Application, case number PU-22-141.
Second.
So on March 3rd of this year, Continental filed with North Dakota Public Service Commission an application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for the location of approximately 3.1-mile-long natural gas pipeline in Williams County, North Dakota. We deemed the application complete and had a public hearing on June 6th of 2022, and didn't have any public really testify at that hearing. We did have a really good hearing, though, because this is an interesting project. So Continental intends to construct approximately 3.1-mile steel natural gas transmission line in Williams County. The project will transport natural gas from an existing natural gas transmission line to Continental's Buddy Domingo well pad, where the gas will be compressed and injected downhole for enhanced oil recovery. The project will be 8-inch diameter steel pipe with a wall thickness of 0.250 inches and a maximum operating pressure of 1,440 pounds per square inch. The project will have maximum flow rate of 30 million standard cubic feet per day, and it's estimated to cost $3.55 million. Continental initiated correspondence with all of the appropriate federal, state, and local agencies regarding the project and evaluated the route carefully for all of the natural resources, cultural resources, etc. They looked for exclusion areas and identified a few archaeological sites within the survey area. However, they testified that the project route does not cross any of those sites, and the project construction activities will not impact any of those archaeological sites in the survey area. And they didn't record any other exclusion areas. Geologically unstable areas are avoidance areas. They testified that one landslide-prone area was surveyed was identified in the survey area, but they will use horizontal directional drilling across that area to avoid it. Areas within 500 feet of a residence, school, or business are also avoidance areas. There is one occupied structure within 500 feet of the project route, and Continental has obtained a waiver for this structure, so they did not record any other avoidance areas within the survey area. They testified that all the impacts to wetlands and ephemeral drains will be avoided using HDD technique. They will monitor the pipeline inlet pressure at the interconnection with the existing natural gas transmission line and at Continental's Buddy Domingo well pad. Continental will use relief valves and pressure shutdowns to protect the pipe from overpressure. A leak detection and monitoring system will be employed for the project. They will coordinate with local emergency response officials to discuss emergency response and emergency deployment drills on an annual basis. Continental will conduct regular pipeline monitoring, periodic inspection, internal inspections, and foot patrol inspections as required by DOT regulations. The project will be cathodic protected, and each well will be x-rayed to verify the integrity of the wells. So with that, I think all of the details for the siting were in order. So I appreciate the company's thorough work on that. It's relatively short pipeline to get this project moving forward. So as a part of the hearing, the probably the most interesting part was learning a little bit more about the use of the natural gas for enhanced oil recovery. So a few things I found most interesting: that they will be using the huff and puff method for EOR, and that means injecting solvent. That's the huff part of the huff and puff. They'll inject the solvent. That takes about 3 months. And then they will, the puff method means they'll, that's when it flows back, the oil and the gas. And that will also happen for about a three-month period. And I believe that they go through this process three or four times to complete it. They are looking at this project as a pilot project to evaluate the technical and economic viability of enhanced oil recovery in the Bakken and Three Forks formations. They're pretty hopeful that this will be, that they'll have some success there. They've done some of this in other fields in other states and had pretty strong success. So they estimate that the increase in oil production could be anywhere from 25 to 60% increased over what they would expect without this method. And so after this project, they'll have learned a lot and be able to determine, you know, the effectiveness of deploying natural gas for enhanced oil recovery in North Dakota, and hopefully be able to generate new life from some of our wells or additional production from some of our wells as a result of this. So it's an exciting new project for Bakken and for the state of North Dakota as a whole.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just want to add two things. I'm a little sad that you beat me to the punch as probably being the first commissioner to talk about huff and puff method in the commission meeting. But the one thing that maybe should also be added to that, it's done in a multi-well pad so that this pipeline can be used during all the time while one well is huffing, the other well is puffing, and so they get production as well as the cost of doing this going on all the time. And so it's a pretty neat process and just shows the kind of thought given to improving efficiency in the oil and gas industry. So very impressed with that. But also, I want to emphasize how impressed I am with our staff. I mean, it's 4 months since they applied for this, but here's the application. It's not a simple thing. It took a couple months of working with the company until we were able to determine that it was complete, and that was pending something else being filed a few days later. And so it was actually less than 2 months ago that they finished filing the documents. A few weeks after that, we already had our hearing that was properly publicly noticed thanks to our staff working with the newspaper association for some special accommodations to get the notices out the right days ahead of time. And we held the hearing, like I say, less than a month ago. They found a few other things, a waiver from a residence that was within 500 feet that needed to be filed yet. So some more time goes by. So 4 months is extremely fast turnaround, and the fact of the matter is that they're very hopeful of getting this construction project done this year yet, so it can be in use over the winter, which means needing to start here very soon. And so our staff as well as the company worked very well together to make sure that things were done quickly and yet correctly, and so very pleased with that.
Is there any further discussion?
The only thing that I would like to add is, you know, Commissioner Fedorchak brought it up, is that this is a new project, and looking at companies willing to look at the innovation and bring it forth, and but follow the regulation part of it. So I look forward to hearing more about this project and how it works. So it was a very educational regarding the huff and puff.
Yeah, it so was.
No further comment.
Is there any further discussion?
Just a quick comment. It is noteworthy that the company's investing this money. It's not a huge amount, but $3.5 million and then all the additional costs to deploy it. In light of a very tenuous regulatory environment in this country for oil and gas and fossil fuels, you know, on a regular basis, we hear out of Washington that we got to get rid of fossil fuels, we got to be done with them by 2030, 2035. You know, that's not a very long runway for recouping your investments. And so hats off to Continental for continuing to invest in these resources, because we all know how desperately we really need them. And we have to have companies willing to take that risk and keep investing in oil and gas development. So great to see it.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. All right, so it was a special meeting. That was the only agenda item, so I believe that we are concluded. We're adjourned. Oh, Dave, yeah, let me do that first, and then you ask. Go ahead.